Well, of course, it would lay in the swath, they called it, for several days, and then it would be raked and shock then out of the windrow, and it would stay in the shock for several days, and then, of course, it was baled or hauled loose into the barn.
When it was brought into the barn, say, for example, there was too much hay to put in the loft, what'd you do with the hay then?
Stack it out.
How big would that stack be?
Oh, that'd be several sizes, I'd say. The stack would usually be about 14 foot square, and sometimes we'd rick it, would be in a longer stack, maybe 12, 14 foot thick and 25, 30 feet long.
Is it ripped the same as a cord?
No.
It's larger than a cord.
A rick of hay would be any length that you'd want to make it.
I bought some wood last winter for our fireplace, and they don't sell it in cords anymore. They sell it in ricks.
Oh.
And I asked what the difference was, and they said there's no difference. They just call it by the term rick now instead of cord. Now, how close to the barn were these stacks, the ones that were outside the barn?
Well, sometimes they were 400 or 500 feet. You'd stack them maybe in the field where you cut your hay and haul it in as you need during winter time.
Would you haul it into the loft or haul it in and then use it or haul it in?
Haul it in the loft. And sometimes they'd turn the cattle to it and let them eat it in the field.
Now, in the olden days, what was taken out to the fields to keep the cutting instruments sharp? They do like this, you know, sharp.
Yeah, blade. That's a briar scythe. They had a wet rock.
Now, what they used to sharpen it, say, in the barn, it was bigger.
Grind rock.
Okay. Now, what kind of a farm is it that has cows and the farm sells the milk of the cows?
The dairy.
Okay. Now, what about the farm implements? Say you, in the olden days, you come across a field that is virgin, has never been touched. What do you do first?
Well, of course, you clear the ground with crosscut saws and pile the brush and burn it, and come in there with a new ground plow, which had a coulter in front, and to cut the roots ahead of the plow, turn it under, and plant it, of course. And the use then after that would be a harrow that you'd pull through there.
Like this, isn't
yeah.
It? Now, say there were a lot of stones in the field. How would you get them out of the field?
Well, we've never had any trouble with stones here.
Good. Where the plow has been, it leaves a little ridge. What's that ridge called?
You mean
the press place?
The mole on the plow?
Yeah,
mold
it turns over the ground, and what do you call this thing that it
the furrow?
Yeah. And do you have a special word for the land that goes up on top here?